It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.
Blockchain Business is brought to you by Flow Business. Switch things up.
Might a government policy on remittances lead to more money flowing into the pockets of the needy Barbadian? This is the topic for today's Blockchain Business Edition, where we bring you international news and analysis and try to link it to the local economy and average Barbadians. Our thanks today go out to sponsor and partner Flow. When Barbadians or friends working abroad send back money to friends or relatives on the island, these funds are regarded as remittances, and they play an invaluable role. It is tantamount to receiving free money to help buy food, pay bills, and bus fares or put gas in the car. So remittances form part of what's called gross domestic product, national economic earnings. The World Bank is reporting that remittances inflows to Barbadians were at 2.3% of gross domestic product in 2020. So this was the contribution to the economy in 2020. Remittances are reported to be essential for Cubans to purchase basic necessities or pay rent. You do not need to know how to dance to salsa music or merengue to know that remittances are used as working capital for private business folk to cover business expenses. Without remittances, goods and services might not be bought by ordinary Cuban citizens. Our research suggests that although the Obama administration was in favor of a gradual lifting of economic sanctions against Cuba, the Trump administration reversed Obama's decisions by reinstating restrictions on traveling and remittances in September 2019 and limited remittances to $1,000 per quarter. The simple point is that government policy may have a positive or negative role in determining the extent to which citizens may benefit from remittances. And not to be forgotten, some of these payments may end back up in the Treasury in the form of value-added tax. Not to bore you with too many numbers, but the 2.3% contribution to the Barbadian economy in 2020 was a slight increase from the 2% of a couple years ago. In different times, Barbadians and the economy benefit from annual remittances of 4% or more. Now we're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars, maybe millions of dollars. Almost 2 years ago, El Salvador gave its citizens a free app called the Chivo Wallet to download remittances in the form of Bitcoin. The downloads of Bitcoin could then be transferred into US dollars, which is El Salvador's national currency, to pay for the same utility bills, food, and transportation which Barbadians use their remittances for. There is, of course, the challenge of adoption, especially by an elderly population. The attraction for El Salvador citizens was they had a way to get their remittances far quicker, almost immediately, and far safer and cheaper. So is it possible a Barbados government would be willing to take on the financial interests and other challenges in an attempt to make this happen, put more money in needy pockets? Now, if you found this edition of Blockchain Business to be interesting and informative, do stay tuned for more, much, much more, Monday and Friday mornings on the Starcom network of stations.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.